Children, on board the train en route for California, October 12, 1877. Dear children, all well as usual. Father slept splendidly last night. We all rested well. Father enjoyed his breakfast this morning. He ate quite heartily. Mary obtained some nice graham flour at Cheyenne, and we have now warm gruel at our meals. Father is cheerful, and we think much better if we can judge by appearances than when he left home. We get to Ogden tonight, 6:30. We have plenty to eat. We get hot water for to fill the tin can, and it keeps warm all night. Filled in the morning, it keeps warm all day. Mary is an excellent general on such a trip. She manages splendidly. I am getting rested. No fire in car. We feel inconvenienced from cold for some hours in the morning. Then we are comfortable all day. Not much danger of catching heat in this car. It is altogether better for us all. It is so good to be supplied with warm clothing to make us comfortable in the cold. Father has everything done for him to make him comfortable. He has his warm can of water, warm blankets, and his warm egg every morning, just as he had it at home. And we all strive our best to gratify every wish. We are looking forward with pleasure to our arrival at Oakland. We shall be better off here than at any other place this cold winter. May God preserve you, my children, and bless you and Aunt Mary. Cling to the Mighty One. Hold fast to the promises. They will never, never fail. Bear your whole weight upon them and test them. Live in God. Our hours of probation are short at best. Work in God. Put self out of sight. But let Jesus appear as the chiefest among 10,000 and the one altogether lovely. Much love to the entire household, especially to my little girls. I hope that they will learn to come and serve God early. They are none too young to give their hearts to God. Mother.